Caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.840-1360-97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. I've got to jump into stuff here because I've got a lot of stuff I want to get to before 9 o'clock. I've got, what, three or four local stories here and then a ton of stuff after 9 o'clock. I really do want to try to get to all of it today. I have been guilty of poor clock management in recent weeks, and I want to try to get to everything. So here we go. I was surprised, bordering on stunned, at the announcement yesterday that the Leo Frigo Bridge is expected to reopen on or about January 17th, 2014. I was really surprised. I will tell you, already in the community, people are wondering whether it's just based on what I've seen on TV news and seen online. People are wondering if this is a rush job, if this is really the best plan. I have no idea. I have no reason to believe that. I think I and others felt it was going to be a lot longer than that, so they're taken aback that the DOT is saying it'll be open by January 17th. What they're saying is the failing support can be repaired, and then they can, I don't want to say prop up, what's the word I'm looking for? Elevate the sagging area without a major, major reconstruction of the bridge. A lot of people are skeptical of that. I think we need to hear a little more about it. I mean, they detailed the plans, how they're going to deal with that, with the pier that sank, and then how they're going to deal with the portion of the bridge that sagged as a result. It does seem ambitious to me. Now, they're couching this a little bit. They're saying, well, look, there are going to be incentives and this is the deadline. I will tell you this. I know they don't intend to, but it does give the perception that they're rushing. Well, this is when we want it done, January 17th, and they're saying, well, certainly by the end of January. It is creating the perception in the mind. In this time since this has been released yesterday, it's creating the perception of some in the community that they're rushing and some people are going to be nervous about going on the bridge. I am not saying that's rational. I'm not saying that. I'm saying some people are taken aback that they can do this quickly. And I think they need to do a follow-up. That, look, here's why this isn't a rush job. Here's why we can get this done this fast. If you, and I would fall into this category, if you thought it was going to take longer, here's why you were wrong. And here's why we could actually get it done by mid-late January. I am not saying it's a rush job. I am not saying it won't be done safely. I'm going to say that again. I'm not saying it's a rush job. I'm not saying it won't be done safely. I am telling the DOT there is that perception in the community. And I say that because I normally never say this the next day after anything. But from a little bit of feedback that I've been getting, some comments online and what I heard people tell TV news, it's a perception that people have. And the DOT, I think, needs to deal with that. And that while there's incentives, if they get this done, so on, so on, so on, so on, it'll be great if they get the bridge open for the time that they're saying. Now, it won't be open for deer hunting season, which is about the big miss. Then the other thing is it would be open if they stay to this timeline and if they don't find any surprises. And they did say that. or at least they said it when Kim Rudot was on with the Mike and Matt this morning. So, you know, things can happen, of course, during a project. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but I'll say it this way. Surprises do happen. If it is open in time for the summer travel season 2014, I think that will be a rather an amazing accomplishment. I'm just saying there is the feel by some in the community that this is being rushed, and the DOT shouldn't take that perception lightly. That's what I'm saying. Now, this is an out-and-out scold for the DOT. Yesterday, I was driving, it was just before 5 o'clock, I was driving westbound on 172, and I needed to go southbound on 41. I was among the many people who were unaware that the southbound ramp from 172 to 41 has been changed. Jason, were you aware of that? Okay, the southbound 41 ramp, you know how you're on 172 westbound to 41, and then you've got, you go straight to stay on 172 to go to the airport or wherever, and then the other lanes loop to the north, and as they loop, then that one branches off to 41 southbound. Not anymore. You knew that? How did you know that? You have to go that way? All right, Robert in the newsroom tells me it just happened yesterday. Did it happen before then? He got a call yesterday because I heard Mike say it's been that way a while. I heard Robert say it just happened yesterday. So I'm trying to figure out, did it happen Monday maybe? Yeah, that I could see. Tuesday seems like a weird day for that to start. You went home and it was that way on Monday. So I'm guessing then, okay, so it just happened in the last couple of days. I'm going to be critical here. I don't think the DOT, you had no idea it was coming before you drove into it, though, right, Jason? Created a huge traffic mess yesterday. And it's interesting if it happened on Monday that it suddenly created this big mess yesterday. Well, it's always a mess. Yeah, no, it's not always the way that I had it yesterday. I know, Jason, you weren't there. How do you know? You don't even know what I drove into. You have no idea, but you have no idea what I drove into. Okay, how bad was it? Where did I get stopped? Where did I get backed up? I'm telling you, I have been that way too, and it was terrible. And we got calls yesterday from people during the day that it was very bad. I'm telling you, I drive it too, Jason, and it's worse than it was. So they gave no advance notice. And I think the signage is inadequate. I think it's very inadequate. I didn't see it. My wife, I'll admit, my wife did. But what you have is suddenly people all trying to get over, realizing they're not going to be able to get on the 41 southbound. I think this is a major interchange. And during those times, a lot of people are trying to get on 41 southbound from 172. And I think this was an inadequate job in both signage and notice. And several people that I talked to at my destination said the same. Well, I had no idea. I had no idea. Not all of us do go there every day, although I have certainly several occasions in recent months gone there about 5 o'clock. And it was much worse than normal. And I think the DOT did whiff on that one. All right. Congressman Reid Ribble, as you know, has come under fire from conservatives for his vote for the shutdown compromise that ended the shutdown. Reid told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that calls he's getting run 4-1 in favor of supporting him. I know some conservatives are skeptical of that ratio. I don't know that I am. Couple of things. I was part of the telephonic town hall the night of the vote, and I heard person after person after person. In fact, I'm not skeptical of it. I won't qualify that. Person after person after person tell him, vote for this, vote for this, vote for this. And as a result, I knew he would. Now, the conservative base is very upset, but Reid also knows he lives in a very swing district. And I believe that that was heavy on his mind when he voted for this. He said he voted with his intellect and not with his heart, which I found interesting. Further, elected Republican officials in his district have strongly had his back, state representatives and others. I believe a run to Reid Ribble's right, there's some alliteration for you, a run to Reid Ribble's right is highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. One, the party is just not going to support it. Two, I think any group, and already one group has tried, any group looking for a candidate to run to Reid's right is going to struggle to find one. I think a primary challenge is very, very unlikely. Not impossible, but very, very unlikely. And then there is this. As you know, we have on this show been on something of a crusade when it comes to the proposed downtown Walmart. There's been heavy opposition to it, ostensibly because it doesn't fit into the Broadway district plan. But when you look at what critics are saying, at least for a lot of the critics, this is about hating Walmart. And I was at the presentation that Walmart did at the Neville, and all I heard was not that this is a bad idea for Broadway, but that it's Walmart. And the overriding sentiment here is that it's Walmart. Now, there was what I considered a pretty stunning development in this story yesterday when Mayor Jim Schmidt, who's been an extremely vocal opponent of this, said, I'm going to sit down and talk with Walmart. And he's going to try to convince them to modify their proposal, probably to more of the neighborhood-type grocery store that he would like to see. I don't know if Walmart's going to go for that. Their research tells them 150,000 square feet. They're not going to do something smaller if they don't think they get the return on investment. But at least he's going to sit down and talk with them. He was on Mike Matt in the Morning News this morning on this station. And Matt Z asked him, well, are you still part of the Facebook group that opposes this? And I'm telling you, and I have ripped him for it. He's there as part of that group. He has, unless he's now gone, but he has been, and I didn't check it this morning. Matt asks him, are you still part of that group? He starts out by starting to deny that he's part of that group, and then things get a little fuzzy.
Mayor, are you still a part of that anti-Walmart Facebook page that popped up?
Well, I've never been part of that. I mean, I don't know how many emails I got this morning already. I mean, you know, it's an emotional subject that people get pretty involved in. And there's a lot on Facebook and a lot of emails. But look, we have two Walmarts in Green Bay that have been quite good to us. They support some of the sustainable initiatives that we're working on. They've given money to the new community shelter. So, you know, I'm not one of these anti-Walmart people.
Okay, Jim, really? You didn't know you were part of that group? I have been ripping you for it for weeks. If somebody added you without your knowledge, you really should know. Because I've been ripping you for weeks. It could be months now. But weeks for sure. I have written two pieces about it for Right Wisconsin, which is a paywall subscription site, conservative site, and nobody brought that up to you? Really? Really? It's kind of hard to plead innocence here. I mean, I have been ripping you on this for weeks. And if you are not, as you put it, one of these anti-Walmart people, you need to take a good look at that Facebook group. You need to see what Walmart haters are saying about Walmart, and your presence is there. If you didn't know about that, you better deal with that. because you're the mayor of Green Bay and you are affiliated with a group that does hate Walmart. Many of them don't pretend. Many of them don't claim that this is all about not being a good fit for the Broadway District. They wear their hatred for Walmart on their sleeve. And you may not be one of them, and I'll take you at your word that you're not one of them, but you are currently, unless it has since been removed, you are currently nestled in with them. It was brought to my attention by someone in our newsroom back initially when I learned that you were a part of that group. If you're not now, great. Yeah, that's not the one. See, that's the, there's two of them. That's the other one, Jason. I don't think that's, there's like two of them. But in any event, I'm telling you, in one of them, Jim Schmidt was a part of that group. You saw him there. And I find it really difficult to believe, I find it really difficult to believe that you didn't know that. Oh, there's a Bring Walmart to Downtown Green Bay event on October 31st? Really? Click on that, Jason. Show your support for this job-creating, employee-loving pillar of a business. Gosh, this almost sounds like a sham, doesn't it? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's got like three, so I'm saying it probably is real. In any event, I'm telling you, Jim, your name was there. If you didn't know that, it's kind of embarrassing. If it's still there, now you should definitely get rid of it. It's 8:57.
Glenn Beck. What we're doing is we are all...